You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping answer life's unanswerable questions. We've got a boatload of callers on hold, so we're going to get started here in just a second. But today is December 12th, and it is December 12th, so it's 12-12. And I wrote a blog on that last night and got lots of great responses from people, and so we're going to talk more about that later, and it's going to be really fun. So you want to hang in for that. And what's going on in Sweet Home Alabama? Just Christmas stuff. I get to go to the Biltmore Resort and Biltmore Home in Asheville, North Carolina this weekend, which, if some of you haven't ever heard of it, it's a Vanderbilt estate, the big Vanderbilt wealthy family, and it's this mammoth home. And they have it decorated for Christmas. I'm going with a couple of girlfriends, so I'll post a bunch of pictures. But it's just magnificent. And they have a Downton Abbey exhibit going on there, too. So we're going to go do girly things all weekend. So, excuse me. So I hope you're getting in this spirit as well. And, post your pictures. I love looking at them for the holidays. So, all righty. Let's go to the phones and let's see who our first caller is. I believe it's Jackie. Here she is. Hi, Jackie.
Hello,
hi, Jackie. How are you, girl?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Everybody, I was on Jackie Pierce's show, what, a couple of weeks ago, Jackie?
Yep,
something
three
like
weeks
that.
Ago. Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to introduce her to all of you. And Jackie, would you please tell everybody listening just a little bit about yourself and then tell them about your show and how they can find out more information about you?
Yes, I would love to. And I want to start by first saying thank you for having me on. Your audience is amazing and I enjoy listening to all of your shows. So it's really an honor and a privilege.
Oh, thanks.
And also our podcast recording was great. So mine is called Connections with Jackie. Julie's on podcast episode 17, if anyone wants to check it out. But I am a medium and an intuitive as well. And a reference point for your audience is you do medical scans, Judy, and I do something more like emotional scans. So that's more my language with spirit, is to pick up on emotions that are off or things that have happened in our life that are holding us back, and then the energy work around that to reset those. On the podcast, I'll either take a topic, so it'll be a topic-based podcast about maybe using essential oils with emotions or comparing ourselves to others and healing, or I'll interview alternative wellness practitioners like yourself, Julie. So that was really fun to have you on.
Well, terrific. And then how can everybody find you?
So you can go to Connections with Jackie, spelled JACI.com. And then the podcast is called Connections with Jackie. It's on Spotify, iTunes, and iHeartRadio.
Right. And tell everybody the little story about your granddad real fast.
I've told so many people.
When we talked about him, you guys, this was so much fun because on Jackie's show, we went through this. So you tell it real fast.
Okay. It's on episode 17 of the podcast, Connections with Jackie, if you want to go listen. And I had asked Julie to give my audience just a quick little example of some of the work that she does. So I gave you the option, Julie, of either speaking with my cat or connecting to my grandfather, and you chose grandfather, and I'm so glad you did. And you saw a pocket watch. And during that time in conversation, I knew nothing of a pocket watch with my grandfather. But you connected to that. You said he was showing you that. You said a couple other things which were very affirming. And we hung up, and I called my grandmother, and I said, a pocket watch? I never, like, does that mean anything to you? And she was like, well, it was the most precious thing Leroy ever had in his whole life. He had his uncles, he had his grandfathers, and he had one I gave him for his anniversary, and he kept them all in these little boxes, and they were really his pride and joy. In fact, one of them, they basically remortgaged their house, basically, to buy it off of a relative that was bitter because my grandfather was that precious to him. So that was really cool. And I wish I had known when we were speaking, but it was just as meaningful to find out after. And it really kind of like affirms all the things that came through. So thank you for that, Julie.
You're welcome. It's so fun when that happens. I was talking to somebody the other day, and her grandmother was dying, and we, you know, we're talking about the spirits that were in the room and stuff. And I said, and her grandmother was 95. And I said, there is a Shetland pony spirit in the room. I said, did your grandmother have a Shetland pony when she was growing up? And she said, I have no clue. Never heard of a Shetland pony. So again, she called her mom, and her mom said, oh yeah, the pony's name was Thunder, and it was meaner than the devil. And, you know, they all hated it. I think they all thought it was hilarious that this pony spirit was in the room with all the deceased loved ones and friends that were there to greet her, you know, their Welcome to Heaven committee. So that was a riot too. Really fun when things like that happen.
It's always interesting what comes through. And it was interesting to have the tables turn because, you know, these kinds of things are happening for me with other people. But then it was a reminder of the powerful side of spirit when you did that for me, and it was very humbling and very special. But yeah, it's so cool what comes through.
Yeah, I agree. Well, have a wonderful holiday, everybody. Check out Jackie's show. She's a fabulous gal. I think you'll enjoy listening to her, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday and enjoy your new home. I know you're in a new home.
Okay. Yes, I am. You too, Julie. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, our next caller is Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Julie.
It's been a while. I know it. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Sherman Oaks, California.
Wonderful. You got a question for me?
I do. So last time we spoke, it was more about health things going on with me, and maybe we can circle back to that if we have time, but in particular, today, I wanted to talk to you about my mother-in-law, Ellen, that recently passed away on November 6th.
Hmm.
And yes. And we were very taken by surprise. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny because I was talking to my husband this morning, and I said, if you wanted to ask her anything, you know, what would you want to know? And he said, you know, really, did she have any idea that you know, she was as sick as it appears that she was just from the death certificate?
Mm-hmm. And what did she die from, Carol? What did the death certificate show?
You know what? I'm sorry. I can't remember what he said. It was heart-related.
Okay. Like congestive heart failure or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Carol, is I'm going to connect to you, and then from you, I'm going to connect to your mother-in-law, Ellen. And
okay.
Chances are good she's going to be standing right to your right because that's where they always show up. It's like that's the position they go.
Come on down, Ellen.
The price is right. This is hysterical. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so how I do this for those of you that are first-time listeners is I raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit because we're all spirits attached to a body having a human experience. And when we're attached to a body, we vibrate more slowly just because the body has mass. So I raise my vibrational level. It takes me a nanosecond. I turn it on and off, and I'm watching a laser beam coming from Sweet Home, Alabama, Miss Carol, out to Sherman Oaks, which I know it well because I used to live near there, and got you. Okay, Ellen's right next to you. Did you have any idea you were this sick? She's saying yes. How long did you know she sang 6 months?
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Gosh.
But the thing to remember, though, Carol, is that we all decide when we go, where we go, how we go, and who's with us when we go. So that I find comforting because when somebody dies and it's very sudden, it's just such a shock to all of us that are left behind. But the spirit of the person who's dying or who dies, it's all, they're planning all of it. You know, it's their exit plan. My girlfriend's dad, father-in-law, died in San Francisco yesterday, and he was in the hospital with pneumonia, very elderly, and he was rallying, and they were getting ready to send him home, and he checked out, you know, like right before they discharged him. They're all in shock. And I said, that was his exit ticket. So
The neighbor saw her talking to the paramedics, having a conversation, getting in the ambulance. You know, she had the life alert, so she had pushed the button. By the time his sister got to the hospital, she was gone for about 20 minutes, they told her.
And that's so hard on the family because you want to be with them, but they are all in control.
Right.
So, and it's hard for our human brains to wrap our heads around that because we don't have any frame of reference, but there's way more to the equation than meets the eye. Like, you know, she maybe didn't want to be a burden on anybody, or she just wanted people to remember her the way that they last saw her. I mean, there are a bazillion reasons that can happen.
Right.
You've read my book, right, Carol?
I have not yet.
Okay. All right. It will, if you get it, it will give you tremendous comfort and make a lot of sense. It'll help you make sense out of things with that. And
I respect her wishes.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
Yeah.
And the second thing that he asked was, we want to carry out her wishes as far as her will and everything like that. But all we could find in the house was a very old, outdated will with people in it that are no longer living. And is there somewhere where she put it? Can she show you where she put the updated will?
Yeah, she's saying there is an updated will. Does she have a desk? She's showing me a desk. It looks like a desk to me, or a cat. It looks like a desk with drawers in it. Go through that. She's saying it's in a file. In the desk is what she's telling me.
In a file in a desk. Okay.
In a desk. Yeah. So I hope that helps.
Okay.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. We've tried.
All right. Well, listen, hang in there. Happy holidays. You know, it'll be different, but it's sweet. Get together with your family and send in lots of loves out your way.
Thank you. And I wanted to also just update you and encourage, I know there's a lot of people who are trying to get off medication for sleeping and anxiety, and you had talked to me about that and read me and said, yes, it's time to do it. And I did it, and it's been over 4 months, and I'm just absolutely fine.
Fabulous. You go, girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for
that.
So.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Okay. Take
thank
care.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who we've got next. I believe our next caller is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Oklahoma City.
Oh, I love Oklahoma City.
Yeah, thank you.
You got a question for me?
I do. So we moved into our house over the summer, and a couple of times in the last month, as I've been turning off my bedroom lights, I have heard a young person yelling, "Mom," and my kids are on the other side. We have kind of like a mother-in-law plan, so they're on one side and we're on one side, and my husband heard it the first time. He travels, and he wasn't here the second time to hear it. But the first time, we both heard it. We got up, and my older daughter will be 14. We thought it sounded more like her, and we went in her room. She's dead asleep. The dog is in the bed, just kind of looked up at us as we opened the door. Then we went back to my little one's door, who I didn't think, it didn't sound like her. And so we opened it up, looked at her. She's dead asleep with her dog in her bed. And then we kind of looked at each other, puzzled, and then didn't think much about it. But it happened again on Monday, and it was several times in a row of hearing, "Mom, Mom, Mom." And so I kind of ran down the hall to both of them. Again, same scenario, both of them asleep. And as I shut my second daughter's door, I then could hear it more out in the living room area. So it wasn't in their wing. And we actually, I had my husband go in our bedroom, and I yelled "Mom" from both of their rooms, and he could not hear me.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think it's not them. And then I thought, you know, do we have somebody else around us that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, you do. You have a 10-year-old boy named Joey.
Wow.
So what I did, Amanda, was I just connected to you just for time's sake, and he, I can see him, and he goes, you have hallways that are kind of long. Was your house a U-shape?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. So he goes back and forth there. How old is your home?
Early 90s.
Okay. All right. I believe he lived there. I'm getting that he was part of the family of the first owners.
Okay.
People who lived in the house the first.
I'll go back and look that up then.
Go back and look that up. See if you can find any information on him. Let's ask. There's a whole family in there with you. His mom's in there. His dad's in there. There's a dog. And there's a daughter who looks like she's about 8. She's telling me her name's Lucy. So they're there. It's a alternate reality.
Huh.
They're not ghosts.
Okay.
They're spirits, but spirits can be in a bunch of different places all at the same time. So it's kind of like a time warp. You know, you see in the movie Back to the Future where he goes back in time and that whole life is still happening simultaneously. I've seen this quite a bit, actually. And it's usually showing up, Amanda, when there are little children in a room and they're either talking to, quote, imaginary friends, or they're being woken up in the middle of the night and they're crying. And so the mom or the dad will ask me to scan the room, and invariably there'll be some other spirits that are in there. So do you want me to ask them to leave, or do you want, are you?
I think I would like for them to move on to somebody else's house, just because I have two girls here who sometimes, you know, I'm a working mom, so they're home in the afternoon, and I don't want them to ever feel spooked about their house.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So interestingly enough on that point, I have my new book, Angel Messages for Kids, is coming out next week. And I'll post when it comes out. But it's a picture book for kids. And it talks about how you know, kids can see spirits and communicate with them even when mom and dad can't. And so it's to help them not be afraid. And it also explains what happens when somebody dies. And, you know, and the grown-ups are saying, okay, yeah, grandma's in that casket in the funeral home that you can see, and she's in heaven. And the little ones are going, what? This doesn't make any sense. So I say it's, angels easily answer kids' tough questions. So I will ask them to vacate the premises. Can you move on so that the children won't be scared? They're saying yes. Okay, so they're all, your front door opened. I watched them walk out the front door, and it's just pure white, yellowish light out there.
Wonderful.
So
good. Thank you so much.
Yeah. If you hear them again, you know, call back in. We can ask him to leave again, but you may want to get my new book when you see it, because I think it can help explain a few things. And the illustrations, you guys, where do you see them? I found this illustrator in Ireland. They are fabulous. If I say so myself, I'm thrilled with them. So
wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Julia.
You
appreciate your help.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, let's see who's next. I believe it's Diana. Hi, Diana. Hi, Diana. Yes, I can. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm pretty well. Thank you. Hello, everybody that is listening to the show.
Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Melbourne, Australia. We have a one-to-one appointment on the 14th of November with my daughter, Lorena, and you followed us so much. That was wonderful.
Oh, yes, we did. We had a ball, didn't we? She's from Melbourne, you guys, Melbourne, Australia. So what time is it over there?
It's midday. It's 8:30 midday.
Okay, it's midday on Friday, though, right?
Correct, yeah, we have like a few hours.
So you know what, everybody? We're talking to Diana real time in the future. How cool is that?
Yeah, it is.
You are, because it's, you know, it's 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central here in the U.S. So we're talking to you real time in the future, girl. So fun. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for me?
Thank you so much for taking all the calls. Yes, I have. So just a little bit of background for the new listeners. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I have a left side mastectomy on the 8th of November. And on the 6th of December, I have the second surgery. So it was a week ago. The lymph node was removed and other parts of my body that they found trace of cancer. Now I'm facing a really hard time. First of all, can you please do a DNA healing, because I know that helps so much, because all the anesthetic and drugs go through my system. It's kind of feeling that happy about those things. Another thing is about the treatment.
Yeah. Okay. So you want me to do a DNA healing? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. What Diana's talking about, you guys, is we did this last time we talked, didn't we? That's how you know about it.
Yeah,
I watch a chromosome, so I'm connected into you. My laser beam from Alabama is connected into you in Melbourne. And I am watching a big chromosome, big X, come out of your energy field. And there are four strips of DNA that have come out. They look like strips of paper that you'd find in a fortune cookie with a fortune written on them. And they have letters on them, ATCG, which stand for nucleic acids. And a strand of DNA is like the recipe that tells the cells how to behave. And it can have 100,000 letters on a strand, can have 1 billion letters. And I'm watching those letters get resequenced. So I'm watching the letters change place in warp speed, kind of like, Diana, we talked about this, if you've ever seen computer code going really fast across the screen in a movie, that's what it looks like in my head. So I'm watching that get rearranged. When the strand is corrected, then it goes back in. So what happens is we have mutations in our recipe that tells our cells how to behave, and this healing takes those mutations away and puts the recipe back to the cells behaving that they are supposed to behave to make normal cells, reproduce normal cells. So three strands are back in. Here's the fourth strand. How are you feeling? That's a lot for you to go through. How are you feeling?
I'm not feeling that well. I'm feeling like I'm in a roller coaster. So some days I'm very positive and some days I don't want to even get up.
Yeah,
it's more about my frustration about the system. So the health system is very careful, but they follow a protocol. So they don't treat you as an individual person. They treat you like another one. You are another number in the system. So now I'm facing a few choices. That is, it's not really choices. They follow the protocol. So they say that I have to go through the most aggressive treatment that includes chemotherapy, then radiotherapy, and then hormone therapy. And my gut and my brain, they don't go for that. But I don't know what to do. So one of the choices is moving to the Gold Coast, because Queensland in Australia, the weather is a lot nicer, and I believe I can do the stuff I really enjoy to do, like be more active, be more outside, you know, feeling better in that way. But I would like to have a spirit guidance in those choices.
Yeah. Okay. So is it in Diana's best interest to move to Queensland at this point in her life? I get a yes on that. That came in really fast. Yeah, I get a yes. So, all right. Well, we need to talk again. I think we need to talk again, you know, on a one-on-one. You've got a lot going on. So let's do that. Okay.
Right.
And then sending you lots of...
At this point, you said yes for the chemotherapy then?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
is a yes for the chemotherapy treatment.
Is it in your best interest to do chemotherapy?
Correct.
We need to talk about that. That's like a big, that's a big thing. So let's talk about that just one-on-one. And there's lots of variables that go into that. So,
yes, it is.
So, yeah, let's do a one-on-one on that. In the meantime, you focus on feeling better, and everybody, let's send her lots of positive vibes and prayers and energy and help Diana heal. So thank you for calling in, my goodness, girl.
No, thank you so much. Very, very much appreciated. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. All righty. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who's next. I believe we've got Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Julie. It's Kathleen Sonato from Pickerington, Ohio.
How are you, girl?
I'm good. I'm trying to get through my my sister's recent death. It was an accident while she was on vacation, and so it was a shock, you know, when I got the call. And since then, I've noticed that changed me. My soul is just breaking. You know, I would rather be with her than I would be here. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a real struggle for me. So I've gained weight. You know, I'm trying to comfort myself with food. I have diabetes, so I've been really sick. And I just wonder, my sister was a medical intuitive as well. Mm-hmm. My God, she was just she amazed all of us, scared some of us occasionally because she was so accurate. Yeah, you get that too. But so I was just wondering, what do you see anything in my future that might help me or my health, or are you able to connect with her? Her name is Susan.
Sure, Susan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you like that, Kathleen? You want me to connect with Susan and you can ask her a couple of questions?
Yes,
what I would suggest, too, if you haven't read my book, Angelic Attendance, get it, because it will provide a lot of information for you and a lot of comfort, and the stories in there are heartwarming. And my church actually gives it to every family that's planning a funeral. They just give them give them a book.
Oh, yes, I heard you. Last week I heard that.
Yeah, it's so sweet that they do that. And then I hear from the families afterwards, and they say, oh, my gosh, you know, Father Fallon gave me this book, and it's amazing, and it was so comforting.
Everything that I have heard you say so far is so accurate that I can tell you I survived a brain aneurysm, but during that period of time that I was in the hospital, I did go to heaven and come back. So I have that experience. But you're right. We all make that choice. But mm-hmm. my choice was to come back because I didn't think I was finished. And now, honestly, I regret that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's healthy or for me or not, but it's just been a real struggle here.
Yeah. It's part of grief. It's part of grief, and it will lift. So the thing to remember, Kathleen, is that grief is like waves of the ocean. Mm-hmm. If you can picture a wave in the ocean, you know, the ocean's calm, and then the waves come crashing in with a lot of force, and then they recede, and then it's calm again. And that's how grief comes. You know, you'll be doing something, and things are calm and going along fine. And then all of a sudden, maybe something will trigger a thought, and then you'll burst into tears. And so that's like the wave of the ocean. Know that that's going to recede, because it always does. So just picture that wave of the ocean analogy, and it will help you get through it, because when it hurts so much, when you know it's going to recede, and just picture, you know, the beach, and know those waves are going to recede, it will help you get through it. And over time, that will help. And it's very normal to wish that you were with your loved one who's passed. That is very normal to feel that as well. So good. Do you have a quick question for Susan? She's standing to your right. That's where they always show up.
Yeah. Does she see anything in my future that would maybe help brighten my life? Or, you know, does she see something medically happening to me or something like that?
She's saying one step at a time. She says to me, explain that to her. Okay, so when we think too far out in the future, there are too many variables that come into play for us to know what's going to happen.
Okay.
You know, things that have happened are set. Things that are happening now are set. Things that are happening in the future have a bazillion variables that can affect an outcome. And I think when we try and think too far ahead, we're going to brain freeze because the algorithms don't exist for us to figure out what are the percentage chances that this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so she's just saying one step at a time, one day at a time. Back it up. You know, think about, the people say stay in the present for you right now.
Right.
What you want to do. If you need to take it a half an hour, an hour at a time, stay in the present.
Yeah. That sounds like her too. Very matter of fact, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, my condolences. I've been there. I lost my sister in 2010, my little sister. So it's awful. I got it.
It is. Yeah,
she
was younger as well. But
yeah.
Would my dad or my grandmother have a message for me before we go?
You know what, Kathleen? Let me put you on hold, and if I have the opportunity, I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Because
yep.
I need
Thank
to
you.
Get to some other
That's
people
right.
that are on. But condolences to you. Get angelic attendance. It will give you tons of comfort, I promise.
Thank you,
my
I will.
Book. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All righty. Let's see who we've got next. I believe it's Susan. Hi, Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you doing? You sound great.
I'm good. Please tell everybody where you're calling in from.
I am calling in from Carmel, California.
Carmel. And full disclosure, you guys, I asked Susan to call in because she provided this amazing response to my blog last night. So, Susan, I'm going to read my blog, and then I'm going to let you read what you sent in and what
Sure.
you posted online. So, for those of you that didn't get a chance to read it, you know, we'll go through it now, but if you want a copy of it, just go to AskJulieRyan.com and you'll see on the blog. So here's what I posted last night. And normally what I do, Susan, as you and everybody listening probably knows, I'll pick a question that somebody has submitted online, and then I will, I'll answer the question. But I was really inspired last night to just do something different that centered around what was going on 12/12 today. So here's what I put. As I write this on December 11th, 2019, there's a gorgeous full moon rising. Experts say it will hit its brilliance peak at 12:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on 12/12. Now that's a lot of 12s, and my curiosity was piqued. Wiki says the number 12 has carried religious, mythological, and magical symbolism, generally representing perfection, entirety, or cosmic order in traditions since antiquity. It seems the number 12, end quote, that was from Wiki. I went on to say, it seems the number 12 shows up a lot, especially in our Western culture, and most likely stems from the historical influence of Judeo-Christian traditions. There are 12 apostles in the New Testament of the Bible, and each one represents the 12 tribes of Israel. The ancient Greeks worshipped the 12 gods of Olympus. There are 12 eggs in a dozen, 12 days of Christmas, 12 inches in a foot, 12 ribs on the average human, 12 months in a year, 12 animal signs in the Chinese zodiac, and exactly 12 people have walked on the surface of the moon. You get the idea. Mathematicians claim 12 is a sublime number because it has a perfect number of divisors, and the sum of its divisors is also a perfect number. That's way too complicated for my remedial math brain. And what about the full moon? Does the moon's gravitational pull affect anything other than tides? Is there any significance to claims about higher rates of crime, emergency room admissions, and surgical mistakes during a full moon? Even though researchers don't agree, my medical provider and law enforcement friends sure think there's a correlation. At the end of the day, the thing that resonated the most with me is in numerology, the number 12 signifies completion. So, regardless of what you believe, how superstitious or dismissive of the 12-12 on 12-12 phenomena you are, it's fun to learn about ancient cultures and their tradition. I, for one, am settling on the completion concept. It's the end of the year, the end of another decade, and time to be grateful for everything I've experienced so far as I look forward to new adventures. Hope you take the opportunity to do the same. So that was my blog. And then Susan wrote me last night, and she said, she sent me an email, you guys, and it said, Julie, read this. So you read what you wrote. You sent me this email going, okay, read this. So I did. I followed orders.
I got so excited because in this last year I've been paying attention to number sequencing that shows up like on license plates. You'll see a 777 or on a digital clock you'll see an 1111. And so when these things happen, I look it up and see what the angel number, what's represented. And it's really kind of cool. It's so much fun. And so when I read your post last night, I was like, oh my gosh. So this
right,
is what
so
I wrote
read
to
what
Julie.
You, read what you wrote to me, because it's fabulous.
Okay, so I'm
or do you
calling
want
it
me
heavenly.
It? Yeah, you read it.
Okay, so I'm calling it heavenly geometry. And I said, hey, Julie, I had no idea that this last full moon of the decade was cresting on 12-12 Eastern Time, USA. So to add to the holy moly of this awesome full moon, here goes. 12 is definitely amazing, but reduced to its root as a single digit in numerology, it emerges as a 3, and you get that by adding 1 plus 2, and then that equals 3. So here is the wow factor. The month of December is the 12th. The day of the full moon is the 12th. The year 2019, when you add up the digits, it comes to 12. All of these 12s become the core number 3. So just in the date alone, we have 3 threes. Adding in the time of the moon crest is 2 more threes. We find not only a lot of 12s, but going deeper to its most significant meaning, we have a lot of threes. It's like getting lost in heavenly geometry. The angel number 3 is considered to be a high spiritual vibration. The number 3 correlates to the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as well a powerful resonance relating to the Christ being risen from the dead on the third day. Gives me shivers. This number, interpreted by many, represents the holiest of numbers and is connected to universal truth and pure joy. As the number 12 represents completion, the number 3 at the deeper levels signifies the divine. So this moon and the timing represent an amazing opportunity to connect with our angels, and specifically the Godhead Trinity, perhaps reminding that heaven is near and available to assist with fulfilling our purpose, really now more than ever. So thank you so much for sharing this awesome occurrence with us. I can only imagine our angels as standing by and perhaps sprinkling a little heavenly magic.
That was just so fabulous. Your thoughts and the way that you put that together. And I love the term heavenly geometry because I have a remedial math brain, truly. I'm going through all these equations that you've put out, and thank you for making them, you know, like at about third grade level for me. I know that sounds crazy with all the companies
I've
had.
Need it.
I mean, I can read a balance sheet and stuff, but advanced math, forget it for me. And so what a gift that you have given all of us with your analysis of all these 12s and 3s. So everybody, if you want to read it, go on my website, AskJulieRyan.com, and click on the blog that I titled Moon and 12. Wait till you see the graphic I came up with for that. My graphic artist is putting it together. It's really fun. So Susan, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that with us.
Absolutely, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
You too. And we'll talk to you soon. Call back in after the holidays and let us know about your heavenly geometry and what the angels sprinkled on you during the holiday.
Okay. Thanks, Julie. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we do this show every Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160, access code 533-677-POUND. You can find this anywhere you download podcasts. It's in the show notes, and it's on the website, AskJulieRyan.com. If you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see it. You can also find it on YouTube. We're on Alexa, and it's in a blog that I send out, that 1212 blog that I sent out last night. In the body of the email will be a reminder to remember to call in if you have a question that you want to have answered. Also, while you're on my site, schedule a private appointment, and then we'll have a whole hour to discuss whatever you want to talk about. So, Susan, thanks again for calling in and reading your thoughts on that. That was great. Okay, let's see who we have next. I believe it's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. I live in Michigan. I know we've had a one-on-one before. So, Julie, we've spoken before. We've spoken about
stem cells. Yes. Hi.
Yes. And I have a new issue where I have tennis elbow on my left side.
Oh. Okay.
And I didn't know what was causing, if anything was related, you know, was going on there, if you had any idea.
Do you play tennis?
No. I've never had this before, but I've been lifting a lot and doing yoga, but I don't know how to get rid of it faster.
Okay.
You know, I just have so many other illnesses, ailments. This is a new one I wasn't expecting.
Oh, okay. So I've connected to you. Yeah, it looks really inflamed. Okay, so I've inflammation. Stephanie, looks like red fog over body parts. Mm-hmm. And to get it calmed down to help you with the pain, number one, and also so I can see what's behind it, is I use anti-inflammatory energy, which is a blue color. So administering blue anti-inflammatory energy. It looks like have you been to see a chiropractor? It looks like it needs to be adjusted. I just watched it get adjusted.
Like no, I have not.
Yeah, go see a chiropractor. I think it looks like it's out of whack because I just watched a chiropractic adjustment happen with it.
Okay.
So,
do it too or no? It has to be
a chiropractor. Yeah, I would go to a chiropractor. Because they know what they're the experts on that. But it's so funny. I send people to chiropractors a lot, and they've been to all kinds of different doctors and been given anti-inflammatories and x-rays and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, when I see a chiropractic adjustment happen energetically, it's just setting it up for get one done physically. So talk to your family and friends. See who they know in your area that they like who's a chiropractor, and go see that doctor. And they will, they will help you heal.
They will help. And if I'm doing stem cell next month, is there value in doing stem cell on the wrist or that area at all?
Oh, yeah, always. Even if you're not having problems, I think stem cells are great every day.
Too much.
Oh,
it's not too much to do too many body parts at one time.
No.
Okay.
No, I think stem cells are fabulous.
Excellent.
It's usually, yeah. Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Happy holidays. Thanks for calling in.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who else we got. I believe Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hey there, Julie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to thank Susan for her heavenly geometry. That was just awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We were emailing back and forth. It was about midnight at my time. And I said, can you call into the show tomorrow night? So... yeah, great. Thanks for saying that. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Got a question?
Okay. Yes. My daughter is intuitive and feels there's an energy at my sister's house. Therefore, my daughter can't go to her house. However, my sister's hosting Christmas. So I was wondering, we've avoided her house for as long as we can. I was wondering if you could check in on it and...
Yeah.
Move the spirit along. So
sure.
My sister also feels that there is possibly two energy spirits in the house, and she's just excited to have energy spirit in her house. But my intuitive daughter's like, yeah, no. So can you just check in on it and see what you can do?
What's your daughter's name?
Tegan.
Tegan. Okay. Okay. Yep. Am I on speaker by any chance? Am I on speakerphone?
Yes. No longer, though.
Perfect. Thanks. I was getting feedback.
Oh, thank you.
See, I'm psychic. I can tell I was on the speakerphone. Really, I just heard the feedback.
Okay.
crack myself up sometimes.
All right. So what's your sister's name, Tracy? Kelly. And it's Kelly with an I.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to connect to Kelly from you. Got you connected to Kelly. All right. In her house. Yeah, she got a family in there. Like, we had Amanda from Oklahoma City. And this is very common, very common. It's a family that's not your family, just another Larry. Family. All right. So.
Is one of them happened to be named Larry? She feels she has a connection with Larry.
Yeah, yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And Larry is the dad. Again, it's parents and four kids. So it would be fun to see if there were people that lived in that house before, if any of them had a family like that. And sometimes it's not even the house. Sometimes it's property that the house is built on.
Okay.
I've seen that many times as well, Tracy. So
she also said that one of the other families that lived there had a teenage daughter that passed away in a car accident.
Not that family. Different family.
Okay. Is that
this
family? Is that
this family looks
other
like
teenager hanging around?
I'm not
in the basement.
I'm not here. This is a family. This is like Leave It to Beaver.
Okay.
They're dressed in that era. I don't know how old the house is, but they're dressed in that era.
That's
and
about
they were,
right.
Yeah. So they look like very wholesome and very happy and alternate reality. So we're going to just escort them out the front door. And the door has opened, and there's a brilliant wall of light. And I've asked them to leave for the holidays so Tegan can come enjoy Christmas. Now, that's a good excuse. I can't come to your house because it's got ghosts in it.
My mom and dad are like, we know something's going on over there because we're not happy going over there either, Tegan. So, like,
yeah, good.
Right. So, were they doing anything? Was there any negativity that they were pulling on or drawing on or bringing?
All spirits are pure love and light. There are no evil spirits. There's no. It doesn't exist. It's made up by man to control the masses throughout the generations. So, have Tegan listen to my book and she'll learn that.
Okay. Also, Tegan has suffered from a TBI for the last 3 years, and we don't know what we can do differently other than the 19 that we've seen to make this go away. What am I missing?
Yeah. Have you looked into Amen Clinics, Tracy? I think we talked about that, didn't we?
Nope.
Amen,
we talked about mold last time.
Okay. Amen Clinics. We talked about mold a lot. I remember that. Amen Clinics, A-M-E-N, like amen, hallelujah, at the end of a prayer. Go to amenclinics.com. Mold can cause brain injury, and they can help you treat it. So,
treat it on the person or the house? Because so far we're working on the house. It's been almost gutted.
Yeah, both. Great, both. You can do them simultaneously. Because you guys went to Arizona or someplace, didn't you, to your grandparent, to your parents' house or to visit relative?
Not me. We are visiting relatives up north. We're really from the south, but I'm calling in from New York.
I was thinking you were getting ready to go visit somebody last time we talked to get her out of the house for a little bit.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
Probably so, yeah. That's where I'm at, to get her out of the house. So yes, you're right.
Of course,
you're right.
Okay.
So I was sitting at home down south. So I've been up here in New York a lot, so I feel like I'm here. Took her out of the house to get her away from that, and the house is being renovated. So, but still, even with all her absenteeism from the house, she still can't shake it. Like today, she said my head level's at an 8 out of 10, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And she hasn't been living in the house in months.
Yeah. Yeah. I look up Amen Clinics.
Amen Clinics. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We'll do.
Yeah. They can help her. Okay. Okay. I hope Christmas, it won't be, you know, but one other fast thing, Tracy, I wanted to tell you, yeah. This is perfect. I am pre-recording a show for the Christmas show, because I'm not going to do a live show on Christmas, and it's all about Christmas ghosts. You know, how it's in the literature, how ghosts have been around since the beginning of time. It's in all literature and all cultures, all of that. And I've got a guy that I'm interviewing who's a paranormal specialist, and he's a retired Air Force colonel who is a paranormal specialist. And so we're going to be exploring Christmas ghosts and other ghosts in culture. Excuse me. So good lead-in. You know, it'll be fun to compare notes, huh, after you go to... go to Kelly's house.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, enjoy.
Well, thank you for your talent and sharing it with all of us.
Oh, thanks for calling in. Take care.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who else we've got here. How about Jamie? Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I am calling from Augusta, Georgia.
And how are things there? Are your camellias blooming?
No camellias here.
You don't have camellias there?
Anyway. Oh. Not in my house.
They're probably blooming in the area. Mine are, it might have just started to bloom.
Probably somewhere.
Yeah, probably. Well.
Yes.
A question for me?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of my little 8-year-old Jackie.
Yeah.
And I've done all I can do, and I'm still at a loss. She's been having headaches every single day, so I just wanted you to do a quick scan on her to see if you see anything.
Sure. Okay, so laser beam heading over to you. And by the way, everybody, Jamie took my angelic attendance class. She's a graduate, and
I'm in the inaugural class.
She's a star. She's a star graduate. Okay. All right. Got her. Okay. Mold. Mold. She's got mold in her school still, right? Yeah.
Oh,
mold.
Yes.
Mold. Yeah. And, you know, the weather's gotten colder and wetter, and they're inside more, and the HVAC is going, and it's blowing all those mold spores around.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what's going on.
I'm not homeschooling.
I know.
Okay.
So I'm clearing it out, but that's what's going on, and that's been going on for a while there.
It has.
I know they've remediated some of it.
Well, they're moving, which is fine, but no, they haven't remediated because they're renting. But anyway, they're moving, so it's fine, but we still have 6 more months.
I bet she's going to feel better when she's on Christmas break.
I bet so.
And that's going to be why.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, let's see who's next. I believe it's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Julie. Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thanks. Please tell everybody where you're calling in from.
San Diego.
San Diego. You got a quick question for me?
Yes, my right wrist especially and my fingers have been, I mean, I've been like using my thumb on my computer. It has been so painful.
Oh.
Yeah, and my other wrist, which have, they've been problems for a few years, but I mean, I was just ready to cut my arm off the last few days, just excruciating pain. Ouch.
Hmm.
Can
I'm
you
sorry.
Give TLC so I can have Happy Merry Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got anti-inflammatory energy on both. It's way worse on the right side is from what it looks like to me. Is that what you're feeling?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Okay, I get it's food-related. Are you eating more sugar or more stuff that you normally don't eat because of the holidays?
Not really, but I've really been amping up now on calcium and orange juice and pineapple. Been craving it like crazy. Cottage cheese, just like good stuff, grass-fed stuff. But boy, that just seems to give me a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I shouldn't be eating some of those things. I don't know.
Kind cheese, yes. Orange juice, if it's fresh squeezed, is okay. Pineapple, I get a no. Pineapple, I get, is inflammatory for you. What was the other thing that you're eating?
Milk, cottage cheese.
Did you say milk and cottage cheese or just cottage cheese?
Yeah, grass-fed milk and grass-fed cottage cheese.
Yeah, I get those are okay.
Any other? I've been making a lot of bone broth with really good organic chicken feet.
Yeah, but that should be fine. No, it's something you're eating that's causing inflammation.
Brewer's yeast?
Oh, yeah, bad news. Knock that stuff off.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Knock that off. Stop.
Thank you
for
that.
You're going to feel better. Yeah, you'll feel better when you do that. This is food related.
Okay, could you zap my right wrist any to make me sane at least?
I'm doing it right now. I've been doing it the whole time we've been speaking. Left too. We're bifurcating the energy to both wrists, but the right one's way worse. So if you can just stay low on the food chain, you know, try and stay away from processed stuff, you're going to feel a whole lot better real soon. Drink tons of water. Okay.
Great. Yeah, that's Alrighty. Easy. Pretty
okay.
Good.
Well, have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you so much. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye,
Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. That's it for this week. We will do a live show next week, and then it'll be Christmas week. So for those of you that I didn't get to, please call in next week, and I'll do my best to get you on. For everybody who called in, thank you for taking the time. For all of you that are listening, thank you for listening. Please share this with your friends and family. Please leave a review on iTunes or wherever you download podcasts. And look for my new book, Angel Messages for Kids, out next week. I will post that and hopefully be talking about it on the show next week. With that, everybody, have a wonderful week, great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at AskJulieRyan and like her on Facebook at AskJulieRyan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.